The scripture this morning is from Exodus, chapter 20, verses 1 through 3, and chapter 32, verses 15 and 16. The Ten Commandments. Then God spoke all these words: I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You must have no other gods before me. The Two Tablets of the Covenant. Moses then turned around and came down the mountain. He carried the two covenant tablets in his hands. The tablets were written on both sides, front and back. The tablets were God's own work. What was written there was God's own writing inscribed on the tablets. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Bernie and Miriam were not the most religious Jews, and in fact, they really only went to temple once a year. As they were leaving the temple, the rabbi said, "Bernie, it sure would be nice to see you and Miriam here more than once a year." "I know," replied Bernie, "but at least we keep the Ten Commandments." "That's great," the rabbi said. "I am glad to hear that you keep the commandment, Ten Commandments." "Yep," Bernie said proudly. "Miriam keeps six of them, and I keep the other four." I bet you all are familiar with the Ten Commandments. I'm not going to ask you to memorize the whole Ten Commandments, but you can find the Ten Commandments only from the two books from the Hebrew Bible, also known as the Old Testament. These two books are Exodus and Deuteronomy. The Ten Commandments are also called the Decalogue, which came from the Greek word dekalogos, meaning the 10 words. So if someone says 10 words, that means 10 commandments, actually. As you all know, God spoke to Moses and gave him these 10 commandments so that he could proclaim them to the Israelites. Who were those Israelites? They had just been freed from the bondage of slavery in Egypt and had been living in the wilderness. Of course, there were many other laws, ordinances, codes, decrees, and rules of do's and don'ts given by God to the Hebrew people throughout at least 40 years of a long journey from Egypt to the Promised Land. However, these 10 commandments are known to be the most special and important God's principles on how the Israelites should live as God's people. While the Ten Commandments today still influence many moral codes, perspectives on various religions and civil laws in general societies around the world, in many ways, they are indeed super important for both the Jews and the Christians alike worldwide. The Ten Commandments also have another name, the Two Tablets of the Covenant. This morning's Exodus chapter 32's description about the tablets is very interesting. Moses, thanks to Greg for reading this passage, Moses then turned around and came down the mountain. He carried the two covenant tablets in his hands. The tablets were written on both sides, front and back. The tablets were God's own work. What was written there was God's own writing inscribed on the tablet. Yes, Moses carried God's two tablets of the covenant in his hands. Of course, these tablets are not iPads or Kindle or any other type of any kind of modern tablet pieces, but ancient stone tablet. These are not medicines either. You know, two tablets? No. Many Old Testament scholars agree that on the first tablet, the first four commandments are inscribed. And these four commandments are generally called the call to love God. On the second tablet, the remaining six commandments are inscribed, and these six commandments are considered to be the call to love one's neighbor. This morning, we are going to explore the very first commandment. It's Exodus chapter 20, verses 2 and 3. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You must have no other gods before me. If you are more familiar with the King James Version, verse 3, thou shalt have no other gods before me. While this King James Common English Bible and several other translations show this first commandment in two separate sentences, New Revised Standard Version combines these two verses into one sentence and one commandment. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. If I ask you, what is the first commandment of the Ten Commandments? What would be your answer? I'm sure most of you say, you shall have no other gods before me. That's correct. That's right. Traditionally, that is the number one commandment out of the Ten Commandments. However, it is true that many people tend to forget or even neglect the previous verse, verse 2, because they consider verse 3 is the first commandment. I, along with Adam Hamilton and other scholars, would like to say that the emphasis and focus on the first commandment is indeed more on verse 2. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Simply, it is, I am the Lord your God. Well, maybe it doesn't sound like a command or a commandment, but it is a strong and significant statement of God's revelation of who God is, not only to Moses and the Israelites, but also to the whole world in the ancient times, today, and forever. Yes, of course, God brought the Israelites out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. God saved those Israelites out of slavery in Egypt for a long time, maybe over 200 or even over 400 years. We don't have any accurate number. Living in a foreign land with foreigners, with foreign cultures, and even with all kinds of foreign gods must have forced those Israelites to be exposed to many false gods. In the book Words of Life, the author also points out the context of this first commandment. Quote, the Israelites would have known the names of hundreds, perhaps thousands of Egyptian gods, but few of them would have remembered the name of God of their ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who lived hundreds of years before them, unquote. Yes, we remember the story of the burning bush when Moses first encountered with God's presence. Remember that? Exodus 3:6, God says, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then God also said, I am who I am. Moreover, God also said, this is my name forever, and this is my title for all generations. Yes, I am the Lord your God. Through this first proclamation of the first commandment, God commands us to remember who is giving these Ten Commandments. Ultimately, it is not about keeping the laws and commandments, but acknowledging and believing in God Himself. It is like God is saying, I am your God, and you are my people. We also remember when Jesus was asked what was the most important commandment was. He clearly and confidently answered in Mark 12:30, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. Here, Jesus' answer is extremely crucial. It's because out of many laws and decrees, and even out of the Ten Commandments, love the Lord your God is indeed the most important commandment of all. The author, Hamilton, also emphasizes in his book, Word of Life, quote, this Mark passage is the key to keeping the first commandment. When we love God with all that is within us, we leave no room for false gods, unquote. I am the Lord, your God. Recently, I came across the book entitled Preface to Bonhoeffer, The Man and Two of His Shorter Writings by John D. Gottsied. It is an old book that was published in 1965. The book included Bonhoeffer's short essays, the first table of the Ten Commandments, written in 1944. In terms of the first commandment, especially the part, I am the Lord your God, he wrote why God needed to speak of himself. Quote, when God says I, it is grace. When God says I, then with that, he says absolutely everything from beginning to end. When God says I, it means prepare to meet your God. So true. Last year, remember, I shared with you the sermon series on the Lord's Prayer. It is the only prayer Jesus taught his disciples. What is the very first line we always pray before mentioning any other request? We begin the Lord's Prayer with, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. After all, the Lord's Prayer and the Ten Commandments are not about saying the right words or merely keeping the mandate, but encountering God Himself as your Lord and as your life giver and life sustainer. Without this realization, what can happen to your life would be that you might be surrounded by all kinds of false gods and idols in your already overwhelming chaotic life. Before Moses, those Israelites were nobodies, but slaves who had miserably been oppressed and barely survived in the land of so many Egyptian gods. By the way, the book Words of Faith introduces fascinating stories and explains those meanings on some of the major Egyptian gods. This is one of the interesting photos of the Egyptian gods that is shown in the book. I'm not going getting into all the details now, so I highly recommend you read the book. So anyhow, by the grace of God, when they escaped from the bondage of slavery in Egypt, God led them to freedom and to new life, to the promised land. The author and public theologian Brian D. McLaren, in his book, We Make the Road by Walking, writes, quote, through the 10 plagues, we might say God got the people out of slavery. Through the 10 commands, God got the slavery out of the people. It's a good point. McLaren, in the same book, rephrases the first commandment like this. Number one, put the God of liberation first, not the gods of slavery. Yes, indeed. My brothers and sisters in Christ, today we are living in a setting that is not so much different from the ancient days of Egypt. We are now surrounded by, and we also have created so many false gods in different names, such as success, money, fame, reputation, recognition, authority, power, and whatever forms of fancy dreams. Or even ourselves have become our own false gods that are full of selfishness, self-centeredness, and narcissism. See, if you don't put God first in your life, you could be easily tempted to all kinds of false gods in many different forms that will eventually destroy you and your life. Jesus echoes and highlights his message on putting God first in Matthew 6:33. We are more familiar with the particular verse in King James Version. Can we read all together? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. So the book Words of Life concludes the chapter 1 with this significant paragraph. When we desire him, quote, when we desire him, his kingdom and his will first and foremost, when we love him with all that we are and prioritize our faith in and service to him above all else, our capacity to love others grows, our peace and joy increase, and we find life, unquote. Well said. See, that's why the focus of the first commandment should be on the very first words, I am the Lord your God. Then the second part of the first commandment follows with a conjunctive adverb, therefore, which makes more sense. So please join me in reading out loud the first commandment with this therefore word in CEB Version. Let's say all together, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Therefore, you must have no other gods before me. Thanks be to God. And all the God's people say, Amen.